Hearings Officer Meeting of January 21, 2021 to order. My name is Andrew Strain. I'll be the hearings officer today. I want to let everyone know that I'm working on less than a full voice. So if you can't hear me say something, please ask and I will be happy to repeat it. Item two on our agenda today is the approval of the agenda. I will ask Robbie or the staff if we have any changes to today's agenda.
Hi, Andrew. This is Julie Roll. I do have one change to the agenda. Item 5B, the Agate Lane Capability Challenge, that is going to be postponed to a future meeting at the request of the owner. So we will send out new notices for a future meeting on that. So we're not going to be hearing that item today.
Thank you, Julie. So noted. We'll approve the agenda as modified, removing item 5B from today's list of public hearing items. Item number three, I'm going to ask Robbie to read our public interest comments, no action section, please.
Yeah, so any member of the public wishing to address the hearings officer on any agenda item not listed as an announcement of appeal right or public hearing item or on any other issue may do so at this time. However, public comments on announcement of appeal rights or public hearing items will be taken at the time of those agenda items are heard. I also want to note that the hearings officer is prohibited by law from taking immediate action on or discussing issues raised by the public that are not listed on this agenda item. And any member of the public who would like to address the hearings officer at this time may do so by utilizing the hand-raising feature of the GoToWebinar app. The hand icon is located on the tab to the left of the GoToWebinar control panel. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand and I will announce and unmute you. You'll have 3 minutes to make your comments. No hands were raised, so we can continue with the review of this agenda.
Thank you, Robbie. And if you would please read the announcement of appeal rights under agenda item number four.
Sure. So we want to let everybody listening know that any decision of the hearings officer is appealable to the TRPA governing board within 21 days of the hearings officer decision. The application fee and appeal application can be found on the TRPA website.
Thank you, Robbie. Let's move on to item five, our public hearing items. First item on today's agenda is item 5A, AT&T New Cellular Communications, Monopine Tower, Tahoe Mountain, El Dorado County, California, the APN 03204001. DRP file number is ERSP 2018-1710. This is Paul Nielsen's item. Paul, will you please begin?
Yeah, thank you, Andrew. So in response to public comment, I did receive one phone call. It was just clarifying questions no opposition. So again, just one response to public comment. I do have one change, one proposed change to the staff summary, to the proposed permit. The facility will be surrounded by a fence to keep people out. And I'd like to add condition B3 that would read the fence surrounding the facility shall be coated in dark brown vinyl. And that's sort of a standard requirement for these types of facilities. This isn't an area with passive recreation, and it just helps for the facility to blend in better. I have discussed this new condition with the applicant who agrees to that requirement, and the Forest Service is in support as well. So that's the only change, and with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Paul, no questions for me. Thank you. I've read the staff report. And with the amendment you've made, it is clear to me what the proposed action is. I would like to ask the applicant if they have any questions or comments at this time before opening the public hearing.
Hello, my name is Jared Kersley. On behalf of AT&T, I am the applicant for the project. I do not have any questions or comments at this point. I'd be happy to answer any questions from the agency or from the public.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
At this point, I'll open the public hearing for public comment. Robbie, if you would please look for a show of hands from everyone who's on the call today to see if we have anyone who would like to offer public comment.
All right, so any member of the public who would like to address the hearings officer may do so at this time by utilizing the hand-raising feature of the GoToWebinar app. That icon, again, is located on the tab to the left of the GoToWebinar control panel. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand. I will announce and unmute you, and then you'll have 3 minutes to make your comments. No hands were raised, so we can continue with the review of this agenda item.
Thank you, Robbie. At this point, seeing no public comment, I will close public comment on the item and take the following actions based on the staff recommendation as amended with the additional condition for the dark brown vinyl fence around the project. Based on the information in the staff report, including the findings in the information on which the findings are based, we have several findings in this staff report, as well as the finding of no significant environmental effect based on the environmental checklist that was prepared, findings for chapter 4, findings for chapter 21, findings for chapter 30, findings for chapter 37, and findings for chapter 50. I will approve the project as presented with the amended condition in the permit that Paul described.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you, everyone. Let's move on to agenda item C, 5C. Land capability challenge for MJD development, Bo Works in Tahoe City. There are a slew of parcel numbers, which I will not read at the moment, but you can see them in the staff report on the agenda, as well as the TRP file number, which it looks like there are three. Julie, I believe this is your item.
Thanks, Andrew. Yes, so this land capability challenge was reviewed by Phil Scholes on behalf of TRPA and Wyatt Overview of the line as well.
Hold on, I gotta jump, guys, sorry.
Okay, Wyatt Ogilvy is no longer on the line, but he's representing the applicant. So there is a change since the staff report was posted online, and this was in discussion with myself and Phil Scholes and also Wyatt on behalf of the applicant. And the change is to the site plan and also the staff report, and the gist of it is the backshore boundary line shown on the site plan is being removed from this challenge. It's not technically part of the challenge because the challenge is really looking at the soils on the upper part of the parcel, and the length, the backshore boundary is really an overlay that goes on top of it. We decided to remove that from the site plan as well as notations about it in the staff report. And then we're going to handle determining the proper placement of the backshore boundary as a separate action after this, this item has been heard. So I just wanted to point that out, and I have provided the revised staff report and site plan to the hearings officer, and it's gonna be available also on our website.
Hey, Julie, Wyatt here.
Hey, Wyatt.
Hey, sorry guys. I had it on speaker waiting until you guys got to us, and by mistake, I instead of unmuting, I hung up.
Julie, anything else?
That's all I've got, Andrew. Thanks. Phil can probably also chime in if there's any more specific questions.
Good, thank you. We have a revised staff report, and we also have a revised map that we'll take action on today. Is that correct?
Correct.
Correct.
Good, thank you. I have seen both. I have reviewed the revisions to the staff report and the revisions to the mapping on the site plan for the land capability boundaries and districts, including the removal of the backshore boundary. And I understand the changes that are being made. Any questions of staff? Mr. Ogilvie?
No, we've reviewed the modified staff report, the modified land capability map. We agree and concur with staff's conclusions and have no comment. And I guess I'd just like to reserve the right to respond if there's any public comment that occurs.
Thank you. I have no further questions of the staff or of the applicant, having reviewed the information that Julie has summarized. At this point, I'd like to open a public hearing for public comment, and we'll turn it back over to Robbie to look for a show of hands.
Again, any member of the public who would like to address the hearings officer may do so at this time by utilizing the hand-raising feature of GoToWebinar app. Please raise your hand and I will announce and unmute you. You'll have 3 minutes to make your comments. No hands were raised, so we can continue with the review of this agenda item.
Thank you, Robbie. Seeing that we have no public comment on the public hearing portion, I will close the public hearing, take action on the project based on the information that's presented in the staff report as amended, as Julie has previously summarized and is available. I will approve the land capability challenge based on the mapping, the evidence in the record, the technical soils report that was prepared, and the review and conclusions by our consultant, Mr. Scholes. And with that, I believe we are ready to move on to the final item of today's agenda, item six, adjournment. Thanks for bearing with me, everybody. I appreciate it. I hope to have
Thanks,
my
everyone.
Full voice back next time that we gather. Our meeting is adjourned.